Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Harrison will be here in a second. I think he was running a little late, but we'll finally both be here this time. I think it's been 2 or 3 weeks, so that should be fun. I think just to get started, I might play a song that kind of I just want to hear on the speakers until he gets here. So I'm going to be playing something from the new Polyphia album, Remember That You Will Die, I think is what it's called. And the song is called Ego Death featuring Steve Vai. And that'll just kind of start playing while we get set up here. So let me get that started right here. Oh my God, is that Harrison? He made it. Okay, wait, let's see. Mic 4. Loop you in. Hello.
Yes!
Oh God, okay.
We're being loud because Edward emailed us.
Oh yeah, we have to be loud now.
We have to be loud, so we're being loud.
We have to be really loud now. Also, whoa, my voice sounds like really weird. Is that
right
the headphones?
Right now, Diego's wearing a Disciple. Thank you. Diego's wearing a Disciple hoodie, which Beast Boy just signed to Disciple.
Really?
Craziness.
That's kind of hype, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be cool.
Released an EP with them.
That's really cool. I haven't heard any of it.
Very interesting stuff.
Anyways, interesting.
Ego Death by Steve Vai.
Yeah, and Polyphia. Have you heard the new Polyphia album?
Hell yes.
But do you have one that you want to play?
Yes. Hell's not a curse.
Hell's fine, I think.
Place.
Yeah, exactly. We meant the place. Do you have one that you want to play in particular? I personally like ABC.
I love ABC. Have you played it?
No. Let's do ABC.
ABC is
ABC, I feel like, fits our show the most, I feel like. It's a very interesting blend of, like, highly electronic vocals and, like, really pure guitar.
He's doing some exciting stuff. They're leaning more into rap and vocals.
Yeah, the whole album was so good. Like, I haven't really listened to a lot of old Polyphia, but I'm definitely going to because I only listened to, like, one guitar solo in the past, and I was like, this is the most beautiful piece of guitar music I've ever heard.
Steve Vai stuff is crazy too.
Yeah, it's definitely a super fun album. Go check it out. It's called Remember That You Will Die. All kinds of fun stuff on there. Also, like, really quick side note to my dad, who I recommended this album to. The one song that we're gonna play is probably like the one that you won't like from the album, but other than that, it's pretty good. But on that note, we'll play ABC featuring Sophia Black, which was also on a Sean Wasabi album, which is fun fact. Very interesting kind of blend there. But here we go with ABC featuring Sophia Black.
Medic, I can't speak, it's all the medic made me forget every word, cause like that's a lot of letters. ABC, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y. 911, hello, it's me, Sophia. Yes, this is an emergency. Yes, the way to put it down on me got the whole room tipsy. Hyperventilating when we be procreating. As you learn to do that thing, how you hold the bat when you swing. I don't think I can breathe, I don't think I can be, I don't think I can think, I don't think I can see. Fuck. Someone call a paramedic, I can't speak, it's all the medic made me forget every word, cause my has a lot of letters. ABC, D, M, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y. Clutch your pick out and put it in my lap. So I could kiss you whenever I wanted. Hyperventilating when we be procreating. Where'd you learn to do that thing? Now you hold the bat when you're swinging. I don't think I can breathe, I don't think I can be, I don't think I can think, I don't think I can see. Shit. Someone call a paramedic, I can't speak, it's all pathetic. Maybe forget every word, cause like that's a lot of letters.
ちょっと待って、ちょっと待って、疑問だよね。ちょっと待って、無理無理、絶対無理、やばいんだけど。
Thank you.
right. Hello. We are back. Yeah, I don't really know what I think we were thinking of doing like a must die kind of ranked list. Are we doing that this show, or do we want to do it?
I say we do it this show. I think we should start by playing some, you know, just tunes from this week, some good old bops and bangers. And then we might, because Must Die just dropped a new project.
Yeah, the Feral Fantasy.
Feral Fantasy. So we are thinking of doing a wee bit of a Must Die top five tracks of all time moment.
Yeah, because like Bliss 2K has got to be there somewhere, maybe. Hopefully.
And also like crazy that whatever album Gem Shards was on, it's like approaching 10 years.
Yeah,
just insane.
Yeah,
I think that's in 2024, but still wild. So I think we were thinking of,
yeah,
running it back a little bit.
Yeah, running it back to the Must Die classics, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Also, side note, we're going to have a lot of clipping this show because we're trying to play things louder, and we hope that it clips because clipping makes everything better and more fun. And
exactly.
More scuffed, and this is the most scuffed show, so deal with it.
Yeah.
But also enjoy it, please.
Yeah. We've got an inside guy, Edward. He's been sending us emails. Thank you very much, Edward. Letting us know kind of how our show is going, and he gave us the recommendation to kind of just like crank it. I have a feeling that like our show in particular is the one that has them keep equalizing the speakers to lower and lower levels.
Probably.
So, but we have at least 10 decibels of the bar to make up for it, so we should be fine.
Yeah.
Don't kick us out, WMFO, please.
So without further ado, I think we might play CD Baby by Chloe Moriondo.
Is
Underscores
on
remix.
BP1. Cool. Ooh, an Underscores mix. Let's
crazy.
Go.
Came out like a week or two ago.
A week or two ago. Awesome. Okay, sick, sick,
and
sick.
Here's some cool stuff.
Let us get that going.
I play my music too loud. I don't really want to see her right now, but she hides up in the clouds. And I really don't know why you keep playing in my mind, thinking of you all the time. Inside every cliche rhyme, now you're under every line. Keep playing in my mind, thinking of you all the time. Inside every cliche rhyme, now you're under every line.
Shuffle on, that's awkward. Anyway, here's the new Sultan song.
The system that fucked us up. 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 The system start pulling. The system that fucked us up. The system that fucked us up. The system that fucked us up. The system start pulling.
Bust him.
Were we silent there for a second? I think my computer might have been really sad. I don't know if the end of that song played. Can I hear myself? Maybe? Hello? There we go. Okay. I can hear myself. I don't know if we got to the end of that song, honestly, but maybe I can say just what we've played so far, and we can keep going after that.
Yeah.
So what we played all the way through the show, let's go all the way back to the beginning. We started with ABC by Polyphia featuring Sophia Black. Then we played CD Baby, Less Than Three, by Chloe Moriando, the Underscores remix. Alamut Conflict by Sultan, a very interesting take on his style for sure. It's I think I really like that song by him. Oh yeah, let me loop you in.
Sultan, this track is probably one of the most heavily ID'd, I think, new dubstep tracks I've heard in a while. Like everyone's dropping it into their sets. Crazy.
It's crazy, yeah. It's a huge success.
Like this new change in style.
Yeah, it's very, very fun. Yeah, and then one of the new songs from the Beast Boy EP that we just mentioned, his new EP release on the Disciple label, the song was Crossfold, and then what we just played was Unstoppable by Broke and Sescao, it's French, I can't speak it. Next, we'll have Explode by Masayoshi Mori, and maybe some Isonox stuff. And some Must Die tracks. I don't know. Will we play all five?
Yes.
Do we have time? Yeah, we can make it work, right? All right, we're going to play all five at some point. But for now, here is Explode by Masayoshi Imori.
Mm-hmm.
them ain't mention it. No cavities when I crack the skull, I had the bliss. I got so excited, I had to piss. Now imagine it, I finna manifest it. If I manifest it, if I have you blessed, I'm a damage engineer. Yeah, I'm back to winning, yeah. I'm back to quitting myself in prison, got shit to finish, yeah. I had a minute, yeah, ain't had to live it, no. Who's asking? If it don't fit, I'm passing. If I go in, I'm blasting. Let me go home like Manson. Let me taste blood like Manson. Let me taste blood, I put it through Hanson. Let me get up like laughing. Hitting the curb, no crash. I said he back. I said he dripping, no drip, no check. I swear I'm running this shit like Jack. Claiming my penis, I'm putting it back. I'm putting it back. Making this shit, I'm making it smack. Make it so hard that it crack, yeah. Making it kick with a clap. I'm back to quitting myself in prison, got shit to finish, yeah. I had a minute, yeah, ain't had to live it, no. I'm back to winning, I'm back to business, I'm back to finish, yeah. I'm back to winning. All your stuff like cash me up.
All right. Hello. We're back. What you just heard was Arena Knock 2 Remix by ISOXO. Well, I guess it's by ISOXO, and then it's the Knock 2 Remix. They just released a ton of remixes of each other's work on... What did you say? Was it Table of Valor? No.
The album
is called Night Hearts.
Yeah, Night Hearts.
What was the... label again?
Sable Valley.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Because they're both on Sable Valley. Kind of started there with I don't remember what the first track was, but they've each kind of related or released. I'm tired. Released crazy stuff. So go check both of them out if you haven't already.
But yeah, both super fun stuff.
Crazy remix project. Half of it is, or like track disc one is, I think ISO or Knock 2's remix of ISO's tracks, and then disc two or the B side is ISO's remix of Knock 2.
Yeah,
track.
Each of them remix like five of the other songs, so it's really a really cool. A really cool way to
and
do an album, honestly.
RL Grimes Halloween show.
They oh, sick!
As ISO Knock with like a B2B.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd be very interested to see more albums like that in the future too. Like that would be really cool to see. Like, I don't know, like people do takes on each other's music, like
who? Let's see, like Phoebe Bridgers X Must Die, something like that.
yeah, I think
whoa,
that
speaking
that
of
goes
must
really
die,
hard.
We're gonna get into
or like Olivia Rodrigo X Taylor Swift X DMX X.
Oh, that might be hard. DMX remixing stuff now.
Taylor, but gonna give it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we've got So that was what you just heard, and then we had Kashmir by Godlands and Bowler Mani. Explode by Masayoshi Imori. Go check out his stuff because
about
I've only
to have
heard
a release on Sable Valley.
Woo! I've only heard two of his songs, one of them being this one, and they're both like insane. So definitely go check out more of his stuff, like I'm going to later this week. And then Unstoppable by Broke and I said that last time because I couldn't pronounce the French name. Anyway, it's time for the PSA. Harrison, do you want to do us the honors?
I'd love to.
Uh-huh.
You all know that I'm your metaphorical daddy. So we're going to talk about fatherhood involvement. It only takes a moment, :30. Hey, everyone. Let's stop what we're all doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course. They don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter. Because every time dads take a moment like that to spend with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're welcome.
I took a moment for that PSA.
Yeah, and now all of you can be fantastic fathers.
Yes.
Starting with us two. We're going to father some fantastic music into your ears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On that note, but that's such a strange PSA. Why is it like be a good dad?
Just for a record, the weird grunting was my idea, and it didn't say to do that.
Oh, it was an ad lib. It didn't say grunt here. But okay, I meant like the subject is weird. It's like, aren't dads like what, like 20% of the people in the world are maybe a father? Less?
I don't know.
I would say less, probably. Probably a lot less than 20%. I don't know.
Some amount of people are fathers.
Yeah.
They're obviously listening to our radio show at...
Just like my dad is. Remember, Dad, to take some time to talk to your son, even if I never respond to text messages to anyone, including my family. RIP.
Same.
Womp.
I don't think my parents are listening.
Yeah. It's like 1 a.m. to you. Yeah. Rough. Anyway, we've got our Must I kind of curated list from 5 to 1. I think, how do we want to do this? Do we just want to play them?
Let's intro.
Intro each one?
So the first one, I think, is arguably one of the most significant songs, at least for me, but I think for a lot of people, in terms of dubstep, early dubstep days, well, like a couple of years after it really started from Skrillex, but like, this song was so significant. And I don't know if it's groundbreaking, but I remember it being like insane when it came out. And this was my favorite song for a while.
Hype.
And it is Gem Shards.
It's one of the older Must Die tracks too, for sure. Like one of the oldest.
Yeah.
So we'll get started with that one. That takes number 5 on our list. And then we've
number
got
five, boogers,
number burgers, 5. Number 5, Gem Shards. The last thing you want on your dubstep playlist is shards of gems. Actually, it's the number 1 thing. It's the number 5 thing you want, actually. Here comes Gem Shards by Must Die. There we go. Thank you. right, that was number five, and we need to kind of speedrun our intros here a little bit, but some things that we kind of want to point out about that song is that there's a lot of, like, stocky plugins that we noticed, like, right at the beginning. Those are, like, what comes with a digital audio workshop, like, it's like an old one. Yeah, it's like the presets of, like, a regular synthesizer and shit. Yeah, like, it's, yeah, this was... That's really funny to, like, be able to hear that right in the get-go. But also, you can kind of hear, like, him already shaping his style of this, like, fantasy, like, undertones in the melodies and stuff. And then, yeah, and when it gets to the drops, it's just, like, sheer, you know, just, like, ear-ripping noise. Yeah. But,
speaking of, we have one of the newer tracks from Must Die.
Yeah, he kind of transitioned. I mean, this is different from most of the stuff he makes, I think, at this point. It's a little bit more housey than the intense. But definitely liked the sound design, and you can catch his style in a very different day and age and genre with number four, Move I Make.
Do you have a favorite off the new album?
This is, yeah, probably my favorite on the album. It's really good. Coming back in to talk about number three before we play it. Next is going to be Sorrow Tech. Well, first, I guess, really quickly, Move I Make. Super fun house song by him. Awesome sound design on the synth part of that drop. It's so cool. Very, very poppy. I love it. And then for three, we've got Sorrow Tech, which was a really, like, interesting take on the kind of, like, future rhythm trend that was going on at the time of its release. You can definitely get like Mustai's motifs throughout the entire song. So let's get on to number three, Zaro Tech.
Boom. No fade this time, we're right here. Hey, that was number three. Harrison's like so confused with my energy tonight. I have a little bit of chaotic. It's peak, yeah.
Top tier.
Yeah, that was from the Crisis Vision album. We also, as we were talking in the studio, we mentioned that like some of the best like Must Die projects were like remixes of the Crisis Vision album. So definitely check out like the Totsuki remix, the Tainan remix, and the Good Times Ahead remix of Zaro Tech is really good.
Yeah.
There's also a Habstract remix, I think, of Nerve Damage. Really? No, one of them. I don't know. Totsuki is Nerve Damage.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Anyway,
on to two.
From Feral Fantasy, the new album, we have
Keep You Safe, which is a very different, I think, vibe from the other three we've played so far.
Yeah,
but
interesting.
Very, kind of very cool.
Future direction.
A little bit more fantasy. Feral fantasy, even.
Hey!
Don't have very much time. Yeah. So I was Keep You Safe by Must Die.
Must Die.
For and number one spot. Drum roll.
It's Bliss.
2K.
2K. Definitely one of my favorite tracks by him. Probably his best.
Yeah.
Very evil, very fun. Let's do it.
I only ever wanted you to suffer.
Listen.